It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog. Okay, it's Christina at, I almost said the name of my day job. what's this called? Oh yeah, Overheard at Yoga. This is my little yoga podcast where I bring on friends and new friends and just talk about that thing that I love called yoga. So today I have a new guest who we just met 2 seconds ago. Will you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Bree Stradbeck. I'm a yoga teacher in Boise.
Great.
Yeah.
So I started following you on Instagram. I don't even know how long ago, maybe like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I started following your yoga Instagram page. Mm-hmm. And I thought your content was awesome.
Thank you.
And are you a new yoga teacher?
Yeah. So my yoga teaching experience has been very interesting. I got my 200 right when COVID hit.
Uh-huh.
So that's been a bit of a challenge. So 2020 February is when I got my certificate from Sage Yoga.
Awesome.
And then COVID hit, and I've just been navigating that world ever since then. So
can you lead us up to how you found yoga? What inspired you to take a training? What inspired you to take that training and actually do something with it?
Yeah, of course. So it's really funny because I hated yoga at first.
Yeah.
I took yoga as an elective at Boise State. And it was Iyengar. And
oh, gosh.
Yeah, very strict. Like, I'm very grateful now that I started with Iyengar because my, like, alignment is very, like, on point. But, yeah, started with Iyengar. I hated it. I was like, why is this lady, like, bossing me around? Like, I thought I was supposed to be so zen. Like, I was like, I'm never going to yoga ever again. But I got the credits, so that's all that matters. And then a couple years later, I actually got diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder.
Mm.
And I played competitive soccer my whole life. Like, I was very active. So it was very hard to hear that I, like, had to kind of scale back in my exercise routine. And yoga was, like, the only thing I could do. And it turned out it became, like, my whole life after that. Like, it's the only thing I can do to make my body feel good, make my soul feel good, and kind of work through that diagnosis. Because it's hard to hear when you're 23 that you can't, like, go on hikes anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to hear, and I'm still working through it. You can probably hear my emotion.
I'm hearing some emotion come up. Yeah. I couldn't tell because we're on the third floor, and as soon as you walked in, I was like, okay, put on the way. We're recording. And, and Travis knows every time I come in, I'm like, oh, my God, I just went up 3 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
But I can see in your eyes this is bringing up some feelings for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 23. You got diagnosed with autoimmune. Yeah. What made you know to go to the doctor and get tested?
Yeah, so I was, like, pretty much in so much pain that I couldn't get out of bed.
Oh,
and it
no.
was like, this is not normal for, like, somebody my age. And just in, like, my yearly checkup, I was like, hey, like, I've been having this pain and, like, this fatigue that's, like, unheard of, like, never really felt it before, which is really hard to say when you're that age. You're like, I'm supposed to be this fit 23-year-old. Like,
yeah, people in their 20s don't know how good they have it.
Right, exactly.
So that must have been strange.
Exactly. And so I just did blood work, and it turned out I have rheumatoid arthritis. And I've developed a couple more autoimmune diseases since then.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And yoga is just, like, my anchor through all of that. Like, it's the only thing that keeps me going, honestly. Like, it's just so healing. It's such a healing tool. And it's part of why I decided to teach, because I feel like so many people need it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the emotion coming. And, like, people like me who have had things taken away from them so early in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a tool they should know about, and I like to share it. So,
so you were 23. Can I ask how old you are now?
Like, I'm 28. Yeah.
So that was 5
almost
years.
Almost 29.
That was 5 years ago, and you decided to check out yoga again after your Iyengar experience.
Yes.
Did you go to a lot of different places? Did a friend tell you about Sage?
Yeah. So I actually went right into Bikram, which is, like, really hilarious.
From one extreme to the next. You're amazing.
Yeah. I love the intensity of both of them, honestly, now that I look back at it. So I started Bikram, and that was great, but it just became too much, like a little bit too much on my body. I was not listening to my body.
I've heard that hot yoga can be kind of, what's it called, like inflammatory for certain autoimmune stuff, mm-hmm. and then good for other autoimmune, so you never right. really know.
Yeah, it's kind of like finding a balance. It's mm-hmm. kind of what I'm learning with autoimmune is, like, you have to find that line and stick with it. You can't go over that line or you're going to be hurting.
Okay.
So I started Bikram, and then I found Shine Yoga, which isn't there anymore.
Yes.
But I loved that studio.
Yes.
I went there for like 6 or 7 months and just fell in love with all, like, they did Kundalini there. They did everything there, and it was awesome. And then after that, I was just like, I want to teach. Like, just
you innately knew, like, I want to teach.
Yeah, which is weird because I'm very introverted.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. like so introverted.
I cried all through teacher training. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Literally. I can't do this.
Yeah. And everybody's so bubbly. And I'm like, I'm bubbly when, like, one-on-one I'm good. Like, right now I'm fine. But in a room, like, of 10 people that I'm trying to teach, sometimes I have to, like, snap myself out of it. I'm like, you got to be extroverted right now.
I have Xtina is my alter ego.
Yeah.
And I'll open that door and I'll be like, showtime.
Here she is.
Yeah, music is helpful. That's like, yes. Like, I use that to help me get in the zone.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. music is super helpful. And I just kind of Googled, like, yoga teacher trainings in Boise, and Sage came up, and I started going to a few classes, like, talked to Marissa and Naomi, and loved them.
Yes.
And just went for it. Yeah.
Well, what was one of your favorite parts of taking that training?
The people that I was with. I'm still good friends with a lot of the people.
God, I love yoga teacher training. Yeah. You're just with this little group, and you go through such a journey together.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you graduated from yoga teacher training. I also saw on your Instagram that you are a functional nutritionist. Did I read that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just graduated with my master's in June.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So through yoga and through nutrition. Master's program, all through COVID, you had a lot going on.
Yeah, it feels really good to be done with the degree and to kind of start figuring out what I want to do next. It feels really good. I've started seeing clients, and it's very slow going, and I'm hoping one day to just be yoga and nutrition, and that's it. But it's going to take a bit to get there for sure.
So what do you usually say to your new clients? Like, how do they get started with you?
Yeah, so my kind of focus in functional nutrition is the nervous system, because I feel like that ties in really well with yoga. Like, mm-hmm. just calming the nervous system, and so many people are just chronically stressed, depressed, anxious. Like, that's like the epidemic or pandemic. I don't want to say that, but.
Oh my God. I relate. I get it.
Yeah. It's like so many people struggle with those issues, and there is actually a nutritional way to help heal that, and breath work and yoga and mindfulness, all of those things help. So those are kind of my ideal clients. So right now I'm just trying to kind of reel in those people. Like, those people, I feel like that's a hard group to get into, because a lot of people don't want to admit that their mental health is struggling.
God, that's so true.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's an interesting, it's been an interesting road. I've only been taking clients since August, so I'm pretty new into it. I have about like 6 or 7 people that I talk to every month, and I love it. I just love teaching people about food and cooking, and I'm also a big herbalist, so I prescribe a lot of herbs to my clients.
What's your favorite herb?
My favorite herb is lavender.
Really?
Which is hilarious, because it's like, I see all those memes where it's like, I'm so stressed out, and they're like laying in a bed of lavender, like trying to heal their stress, but it actually has so many different benefits. Like, you can heal sunburns with it. Your gut microbiome really likes lavender.
Oh, like eating it or smelling it affects your gut?
Eating it. So, really? Like, lavender lattes or, like, a tea or so good for your stomach. Like, it actually has an antimicrobial aspect to it. So, it can help your microbiome in that way. And then on top of it, really calms your nervous system. Like, a lot of people, even just smelling it, will they'll feel like they're in Shavasana and that they can float away. So
yeah,
it's an oil I always have on hand. I take it when I'm feeling anxious. There's actually like a clinically studied lavender oil that you can take for anxiety that I prescribe to a lot of my clients.
Say that again. It's a clinically prescribed lavender?
It's clinically studied.
Studied. So
okay. Yeah. You can just get it off Amazon, but they've studied it in like a scientific lab and done it with people and found that it seriously relaxes you and it helps calm the racing thoughts at night is specifically what I prescribe it for.
Oh,
which
man.
Everybody has.
I was like up at 4 a.m. just thinking about my life and yes. What am I doing with it yes. For like 2 hours until I was like, oh my God, girl, relax, just meditate. And then I fell asleep again at 6 a.m. and like at 7:30 a.m., my boyfriend's shaking me like, are you dead? Like, wake up. I was like, oh, my God. I was just out like a rock. Yeah. I don't know what was happening to me at 4 a.m.
Yeah. And it happens to a lot of people, even if you're not like naturally anxious, like you might just have that nighttime anxiety. Mm. And lavender, that specific pill, that formulation is like a game changer. For sure.
I want to ask you a question. So my good friend Emma is flying into town today.
Ooh.
And then tomorrow morning we're driving to Bozeman, Montana for like a girls' ski trip. But I haven't seen her in a long time. And I'm trying to remember her dietary stuff. Mm. And we used to live together in Seattle years ago. And I remember her being gluten-free and trying to eat really pure.
Yeah.
And so then lately I've just been just going to Trader Joe's and trying to get through the day.
Exactly. That's where we're all at.
So I was Googling like right before you came in. I'm like, what do I feed someone?
Yeah.
So I have my like things in my house and I was like, oh my God, Bree's coming. Yeah. I'm just going to ask her.
Yeah.
So I currently, not that I'm aware of, have any autoimmune stuff, but it is on my radar because I don't want to catch it.
Yeah.
And I want to eat in a way that is good for my body and I want to feed people that's good for them. So
right. What
like tips do you give people who are like, how do I feed my kid or my friend or myself?
Yeah. I'm all about balance. Like I'm totally encourage my clients to just eat what they want really. Mm-hmm. And your body knows best. But if for somebody who's just trying to create longevity and not get sick, right? Not get anything chronic, I would just say reducing inflammation. So, things like fatty fish, leafy greens, olive oil, like all the healthy fats, and those will help you decrease your inflammation overall. They're finding a lot of chronic conditions are just inflammation based.
Wow.
So even things like hot yoga help to decrease inflammation. Moving your body decreases inflammation. All of these things are super helpful in keeping your cells happy and alive for longer. They've even found that all Alzheimer's is due to inflammation in the brain, chronic inflammation in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, when you think about that, if you're just somebody who's eating these inflammatory things, which a lot of our food system is very inflammatory.
Yeah, super guilty.
Yeah, which is fine in moderation, right? Everything in moderation.
I always like to think of it as, I don't know if this makes sense, but I'm about balance. I'm about yin and yang. And
yeah.
Like last night, we went to Wilder for their neighborhood special where you get like a pizza, a bottle of wine, and it's this great deal. So we put away that pizza and drank that bottle of wine. And then I'm like, great, that was awesome. I felt good. I felt happy. Mm-hmm. And then today I was like, maybe you should have a green smoothie for breakfast because why not?
Exactly.
And just try to find that balance. So I don't know. And then I see my body and my mind as being like, oh, this is feeding the cancer. And then drinking that smoothie the next day is like, oh, now we're taking that away. So it's, I feel like my body is this breathing organism that kind of ebbs and flows toward around health.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it takes so long to get there. Like I'm 28 and I'm still figuring it out. And I feel like I'll be figuring out for the next 10 years, right? Like, you know, it's just kind of figuring out how to tune into your body, right? Like, you knew, like, when you woke up this morning, you were like, I should probably have something green.
Well, oh, my gosh. Like, waking up at 4 a.m. and my tummy was feeling kind of funny. And I was like, well, you did drink a lot of acidic red wine last night.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, gosh, that's right. I did.
Yeah.
Try to find the balance in that.
Yeah. And, again, there's nothing wrong with red wine and pizza. Like, absolutely not.
Right?
It's so good for your soul and red wine has so many benefits. Like, everything has benefits. So it's just finding that balance for sure.
What's, what do you recommend your clients eat for breakfast, for example?
Yeah. I always say fat and fiber in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. And I guess protein would be good too. So something like eggs, got your protein, cook them in olive oil. That's your fat. And then some fiber would be like a whole grain piece of toast. That's a great meal. Mm. It's going to keep you full for longer. I even have a smoothie like recipe that I always give my clients where you do fat, fiber, protein and greens, and that's going to keep your metabolism super even through the morning. Anything with fiber and fat is going to make you feel full, and yeah. Then the protein just fuels you, right?
Great.
And the greens are your micronutrients, so that's like all encompassing. Can't say that
yeah.
word. yeah, so that's kind of what I suggest for my clients in the morning is get those four things in, and then I give them a list of different things that fit into those categories that they can try.
I love that. Yeah. I was talking to my friend Tom recently, and he was saying, and I'm guilty of this as well, where we would just like wake up, have some coffee and get going with your day,
yeah,
and then eat later in the day. And he said he's been discovering that that's actually not ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's kind of running on empty, and that will yeah. like affect your moods mm-hmm. and make you really hungry later. So he's been trying to just eat a little bit throughout the whole entire day.
Yeah.
So that he always feels like comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like so many people just wake up and they're like, let's go. And they yeah. don't really take that moment to like actually feel themselves.
Yeah.
I hate to sound like a broken record, but breakfast is so important. Like
really?
Even just a smoothie, like I told you, like we can get those four things in a smoothie. It's just like having your iced coffee that you get every morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so many people just get that coffee or like a piece of bread, and that's not really fueling them. And then they're wondering why they're so cranky and tired by lunchtime.
Oh my gosh. I was talking to some neighbors recently, and she has two young children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fascinating because her kids are 13 months and 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And so like she's deep in the trenches right now. And she was saying it's so fascinating to watch their human development process.
Mm, yeah.
And I'm like, well, what is that teaching you about humanity? And she's like, honestly, I have so much more understanding for humans in general.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, luckily my husband's in that category. But she said with her kids, whenever they're grumpy or upset, she realizes like, okay, well, are you hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to change your diaper? Do you have like a little bit of gas? Like
yeah.
what's going on? So then when she runs into a grumpy human out who's a grown up, she's like, okay, well, maybe that guy isn't an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he has an upset stomach, or
right.
maybe he has chronic pain. And so she said being a mother to these little tiny humans mm-hmm. is giving her a lot more understanding of just humans in general.
Yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to think of it because you might be like, why is that person so mean to me? They probably just need a bagel.
and as a parent, your job is to teach these coping skills to these
right.
kids.
Yeah.
And then as a grown-up, are you using your own coping skill?
Exactly.
Because maybe you're just hungry and you
right.
need to eat breakfast.
That's wild.
That's oh, my so gosh. Wild. I did see that you had an ebook.
Yes.
Can yeah. you talk about that?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that. I created what I like to call calming mocktails. And it's five different herbs. They all calm your nervous system. So when you're maybe like feeling a little frazzled, you might want to open my ebook and try one of the recipes, because all of the herbs in the book are seriously good for your stress response. They help to calm you down. And I feel like it's like the opposite of coffee or the opposite of alcohol. So
uh-huh.
I have five warm cocktails, so like warm teas basically that you can make, like lattes. Like I have a chai with one of the herbs that's really good, and then I have
do you have a lavender ones. Latte in there somewhere?
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay, I
have
I want that recipe.
Yeah, it's a lavender berry latte, and then the cold drink is a lavender blueberry like lemonade. Yeah, so I did like cold and hot for both herbs, which I thought was fun because you can make like a pitcher of them in the summer, and instead of maybe having a cocktail at noon, you could have like a picture of the calming mocktails.
So what's your opinion of alcohol?
I think it's fine for sure.
Balance.
I definitely, yeah, balance. I love wine. I'm a wine girl for sure. but I think you can get caught like it can cause a lot of inflammation. And for me, okay. like, it's just not worth it with my condition, you know?
Yeah.
So it's definitely a balanced thing for me.
What helps you the most?
In terms of, like...
You tell me. like, well, what can you not survive without?
Without? Yeah. Movement is very important for me. And just getting enough calories every day is super important. It's harder than it sounds. And also hydration. Those three things are like my pillars.
I love that you said that it's harder than it sounds, because I think in our culture, it's all about, God, there's this like funny meme on the internet where she's like, you can only eat 1200 calories a day. And they're like, okay, great. How many at night?
Oh my gosh.
And yeah. I've spoken to other people who work in nutrition, and they'll say like, I have this client, she's vegetarian or vegan or raw, or she's on this specific diet, like they're trying to be really, really healthy, and yet they're suffering, and they have like health issues, and they're like, what's going on? Because I feel like I'm a healthy person. And so they're like, okay, well, let's take a look at your diet. Mm-hmm. Okay, you ate a salad and you ate a piece of this and then you ate that. And they're like, okay, you're nutritionally deficient. You are not getting enough.
Yeah.
I want you to triple your fruits and vegetables or something like that. And so I was like, oh my God, maybe me being hungry at night is just because I didn't eat enough today, and I shouldn't be mad that I'm starving at night and wanting to eat cookies in bed.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I don't really like calorie counting. I think it can lead to so many issues, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But it's also like sometimes I'll get to dinner time, right? And I'll realize I've just had a bagel and cream cheese. That's like 300 calories. Like, yeah. That's not good. Your brain needs fuel. And it's mostly, like, with me, I just get so in my head and busy that I forget to eat and drink, which is hilarious because it's, like, basic things you need for survival.
Like, I get like that, too, with hydration, because the hot yoga really sucks it out of me, and I'll be exhausted by the end of the day, and I'm like, oh, my God, I know better, and I just did not drink enough water today.
Yep. Yeah, especially, like, you're always, you know, sweating, so it's, like, you really need extra.
Oh, my God, I really do. I'm taking a sip of water now.
Yeah, for sure. It's so funny. Like, I've seen this meme online that's like, the adult beverage is water. It's not beer and alcohol. It's water.
It really truly is. You nailed it.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, what have you overheard at yoga?
Yeah. I was thinking about this because you were like, you should tell me what you overheard at yoga. I actually just went to Costa Rica for a yoga teacher kind of intensive thing.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the theme of the intensive was like play, like playful movement, play in your life, creative play, that kind of thing. And somehow that led to us all twerking.
And I love it.
Yeah. And one of the girls in the class was like, I'm twerking for my ancestors because they never could.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, apparently twerking is now part of yoga.
we had a teacher training group a few years ago, and we had this really eccentric individual in our teacher training, and he was awesome. And he had a, what's his name? He had a alter ego, Lion King.
Oh my gosh.
And it's Lion, L-Y-O-N, Lion King. And you would even see him around town wearing this lion suit. Uh-huh. And so he did our teacher training. And at the end of teacher training, you have your final or your practicum, where you get to just show off what you've learned. And we'll all take your class and support each other. And so I regret and kick myself for missing this class, but I have not stopped hearing about it because he had you do a handstand twerking against the wall.
Yes.
And I actually ran into him a couple months ago. I think he moved away and he came into the studio for a visit, and he said I was his first yoga teacher, and he gave me this big hug. And he looked totally different. Like, he had cut his hair and he wasn't wearing a lion suit. Yeah. And it was so nice to see him and catch up with him.
That's awesome.
I'm twerking for my ancestors.
Yeah, you're twerking.
At yoga. That's the best one. We have to wrap it up, but please tell our listeners how they can connect with you, how they can work with you, what you offer them, and just give us the little spiel.
Yeah, I love spieling. I have two Instagrams, which I know is confusing, but my Virgo brain has to have...
I knew I liked you.
Are you a Virgo too?
Yes.
I have to have them separated. So my nutrition business is called Rest and Digest Functional Nutrition. And my yoga side is just Bree Strad Yoga. Right now I'm seeing nutrition clients super open to that, functional medicine as well. And then for the yoga side, I'm just doing live classes on Instagram right now. I'm trying to heal from some health issues. Okay. So I felt like just doing lives was easier than committing to a studio, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So do you do in-person yoga or just like Zoom yoga if someone wants an individual class?
So I do privates. Okay. They would be through Zoom for sure. I think once the weather gets better, I love doing park yoga. So
yes.
You'll probably see some of that from me. And then I do have a retreat coming up
in
June. Yeah. And it's the theme is self-love and like body positivity.
I love that.
Yeah. And I write my own yoga nidras and I kind of weave some like self-love, body positivity into those. So yes. I'm excited to try that out on my retreat people.
And when in June is that?
It's June 9th through the 12th.
Okay.
It's in Fairfield, Idaho, so up in the Sawtooth Mountains. And it's at an Airbnb that's right on the river. It's so beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. This is my third year doing it. But yeah, I'm super excited. And there's still open spots, so if anybody's interested, hit me up.
Great. So I will put all your contact info in the show notes. Cool. And I always post this on my Instagram so people can find you. Yeah. Thank you again so much.
Yeah.
I really admire the work you do and the vulnerability that you show like to the world on your podcast or on your Instagram and then coming on my podcast and you didn't even know me. So thank you so much, Bree.
It was nice to meet you and talk to you.
Cool. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks again for listening to the podcast. Please rate and review us. It's a great way to help others find the community. If you found this podcast interesting or valuable, please share it with a friend. Also, if you are interested in sponsoring or showing support, you can contact me via email. It's xtinayoga@gmail.com. Otherwise, please follow on Instagram, overheard@.yoga.